It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, February 8th, 2024. Let's take a look at our marine weather forecast. We have high pressure along with relatively calmer conditions, and that's going to stay with us through the end of the week and will persist into the weekend. So if that means that next few days are going to be anything like yesterday was with some actual sunshine, that will be a lovely thing. We have a small craft advisory in effect through this afternoon. That means it's going to be a bit windy. Northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 early in the morning. Wind waves from the northwest 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart. West swells 10 feet at 14 seconds, and a chance of showers in the afternoon. Well, today let's take a look at our ship schedule. Let's start with our inbounders. We have the MSC Heidi. She's a container ship arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. MSC is a company that sends a lot of ships here to the port of Portland. And she'll be delivering those containers to the port of Portland, at least some of them, passing Astoria around 8:30 a.m. and in Portland by about 2:30 p.m. And the port of Portland is the only place on the river that really handles container ships like this, because it has the specialized cranes to take the containers off the ship and to load them on if needed. And they also have the customs equipment to scan the containers and all that. So the Port of Portland is set up to do that. Other ports on the river just are not. So that's where our container ships go, to the Port of Portland. The Louisiana is next inbound from offshore. She is a petroleum tanker carrying refined petroleum. She'll be delivering that to Portland. Passing Astoria around 10 a.m., she'll be in Portland by about 4 p.m. The American Endurance is arriving from offshore, headed for Portland. Refined petroleum there as well. Passing Astoria around 1:30 a.m. Friday, she could be in Portland by 7:30 a.m. on Friday morning. In our outbounders, we have the CSSC Hei Mei, leaving Longview, carrying wheat, leaving around 1 a.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 4:30 a.m., so she's already long gone. The Jimmy T, leaving Kalama, carrying wheat, leaving around 3:30 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 a.m. So we have some ships that are traveling really early in the morning today on the river, in the dark. And that's true of ship traffic all around the world. Ships are traveling somewhere on the oceans of the world 24/7. So if you ever can't sleep, you might think about that there are people up working on a ship somewhere, going from one place to another. One of the advantages that ships have is that they operate constantly when they're at sea, 24/7. They have crews of crew members that work on watches all night long. And so the ship is always in motion. It never pulls up and parks while people are sleeping. It's not like that. The ship just goes and goes. The Toki Harmony is leaving Portland carrying wheat. She will leave at about 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. And the Thai Strength is leaving Longview. She has petcoke on board, and she will be leaving around 8 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11:30 p.m. And in our anchorages, we have some interesting stuff going on. We have some ships awaiting orders: the Geneva Queen, the R.B. Jordana, the Morning Cloud, the Manila Trader, the Kin Yun Shan, the Honor Star, the Flag Lama, the Zhao Yang Feng, and the KM Mount Jade. They're all awaiting orders now there. Now, those ships are waiting there because they're going upriver, with the exception of one of them, which I'll talk about in a minute. They're all awaiting orders to go upriver to pick up cargo. So these ships, these bulk carriers, as they all are, this type of ship, the bulk carrier, is truly the backbone of the world's merchant fleet. And they are the ones that haul raw materials like potash, soda ash, copper concentrate, various mineral cargoes that are mined and then shipped here and put on ships and sent overseas. Now, they also carry agricultural products like corn, soy, or wheat here, barley, things like that. And sometimes they carry one type of cargo, a mineral cargo, and then switch to an agricultural cargo, which means that their cargo holds need to be specially cleaned and they need to be inspected so that but when they come into the U.S. port, like here, when they come into Astoria and sit in the anchorage, an inspector from the United States Department of Agriculture will go on board and inspect those cargo holds to make sure that they are fit to handle a food cargo. And even when bulk carriers are coming in to pick up a different kind of mineral cargo from one they had on a previous run, they still need to clean their cargo holds and have them inspected because some cargoes, they can't contaminate one cargo with another. So it's very interesting. It's among the many things that go on out in the anchorage. So the ships are sitting there. They're sitting very high in the water. You see a lot of that dull red bottom paint showing. That's because they don't have cargo on yet. And when they come downriver, they will be hunkered down in the water full of wheat, full of soya meal, full of corn, maybe a mineral cargo. But they will be hunkered down in the water because they are cargo-carrying machines, basically. Now, there is another interesting ship here that is not waiting to go upriver and get cargo, but is in the anchorage area as well. And that is the bulk carrier, the Manila Trader, which is at the port of Astoria. Now, she is there for kind of an unusual reason that happens now and then, but it certainly is unusual for us. She's at the port of Astoria for repairs. So she's having engine repairs done. And so you might be wondering about a recent ship that needed repairs that actually had to go to British Columbia to get those repairs done. And that's because there are repairs and then there are repairs. So like many things in life, it kind of depends. When that cruise ship was here and couldn't get under the bridge, because her stack was too tall and had to be removed. At first, they considered whether they could do it at the port of Astoria, but it would have required specialized equipment, some heavy crane equipment that we just didn't have here and didn't have access to. And so that ship had to go elsewhere to get that work done. But in the case of this ship, it's engine repairs. The ship doesn't have to come out of the water. And probably I would say that what they're waiting for is parts to come, and or for the people on board the ship to make the repairs themselves, because there is an engineering department that runs the engines and keeps everything going. They work below decks, and most sailors are not seen up on deck on the ships that are going by here, but those sailors are particularly invisible because they are down working in the engineering department. And so a lot of ships have their own do their own repairs on board, and even can have a machine shop where they can make parts if they need to when they're at sea. So it's a safeguard against some mechanical problem stopping them in the middle of the ocean and them not being able to get into port. So the engine departments of these ships that come in here are quite capable. Those folks may be doing their own repairs. They may be waiting for someone to come and help them. But that ship will be at the port of Astoria until those repairs are completed, and then she's inspected and cleared to go back into service. But the Manila Trader is a ship that has been in the Columbia River before, so she's a ship that has come in here. Maybe she came into the river and had problems and decided to stay here until she could get those repaired. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.